I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 569. Who are you talking to? Have you ever listened to someone pray and wondered who he or she was actually talking to? I mean, it didn't sound like prayer. It seemed and felt more like a speech someone wanted to give, or an announcement telling you something someone forgot to say, or a brag about something great he or she has done, or a moral lesson that needed to be voiced, or a list of chores for God to do. But is that prayer? This podcast is called The Two Greatest After The Two Greatest Commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. If we're going to love God well, it behooves us to understand that we're talking to God when we pray to God. In the last 5 years or so, I've just been beginning to really learn to pray. Oh, I've prayed since I was a child with the Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep version, and I've prayed thousands and thousands of times before congregations and classes. And yet, sometimes when I finish, by the way I prayed, you might wonder, who is he talking to? Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask you a great question, pray with you to God, and close with a challenge. Maybe this little story will help me clarify what I'm trying to get at today. One man wrote, "One evening, my young son said, 'Papa, I'm afraid to go to sleep because I'll have nightmares.' I said, 'Would you like me to pray with you?' 'Yeah,' he said. 'God,' I said, using my best prayer voice, 'help my son have good dreams tonight. Help him to dream about nice things, puppies, kittens, birds.' His eyes flew open. 'Birds aren't nice,' he accused. All at once, I was struck with conviction. I wasn't praying to God. I was trying to psych my son into having nice dreams. 'I've been praying all wrong,' I said. 'Can I start over?' He nodded. 'God, I pray you would make my son into a brave warrior for you. Make him fierce against anything that is wrong and unjust. Give him courage to face his fears, knowing that you guard him with your mighty hand. Through your mercy and strength, prepare my son to be kind, a man who always looks out for the little guy. We know you answer prayer, and we send him off to bed with confidence tonight. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.'" You know, sometimes people have said to me, "I couldn't hear you when you prayed." And sometimes I respond, "That's okay. I wasn't talking to you anyway." Now, don't misunderstand. When we're leading public prayer, we're praying on behalf of others, and we want them to hear our words to God so they can add their amen, so be it, yes, at the end, in spirit, if not verbally, because we're praying for them too. And yet my prayer isn't about talking to people around me, but it's talking to the God who indwells us. Sometimes we end the Lord's Prayer with the tag words, "For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory." That's important. Jesus went on to teach us, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, don't keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." When you're praying, just talk to God. Don't try to convince people of anything, or counter what you've just heard, or give a moral lesson that you hope people will get, or pass out information about where the potluck is tonight. No, just talk to your good, good God, and let others listen in. Here's the great question. By your tone, attitude, and choice of words, by your humbleness of heart, who would people around you think you were talking to when you pray? I seek to give a deep, rich prayer at the end of every daily podcast. Some of them are ancient and some are modern, but all are intended to be directed to our one true God. And when we pray each day on this podcast, you might actually pause and be still. If you can, close your eyes to block out distractions. And hear the words of the prayer and let it sink into your soul and add your amen at the end. Before the first century was over, Clement of Rome prayed this prayer, and today we pray it with him. "We ask you, Master, to be our help and defender. Rescue those of our number in distress. Raise up the fallen. Assist the needy. Heal the sick. Turn back those of your people who stray. Feed the hungry. Release our captives. Revive the weak. Encourage those who lose heart. Let all the nations realize that you are the only God, that Jesus Christ is your child, and that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 570, and in the meantime, I know it's easy to get caught up in the trap of trying to sound good when you pray, to manage your glittering image with just the right holy words and pious thoughts. Well, we can't impress God, and we shouldn't be trying to impress others. So when you pray, remember who you're talking to.